welcome both those of you here in the sanctuary and those of you joining us online as we are beginning a new message series titled Light in the Darkness. Light in the Darkness. One of the things that I appreciate about the Christmas story with, you know, Mary and Joseph with the animals and the shepherds with the wise men and Herod, the angels, and the star is that, you know, as the story unfolds, as you look closely at it, it's not necessarily a pretty story. You notice that? Instead, it mirrors a lot of life. There is hardship and struggle. There is drama and uncertainty in the Christmas story. Mary is pregnant. She and Joseph are poor. They've traveled to Bethlehem under duress. And then there's no room for them when they finally get there. A terribly insecure king wants to kill innocent babies. Quite frankly, when you look closely at it, there is a lot of darkness that surrounds the Christmas story. And I can appreciate that because often, you know what? There is a lot of darkness that surrounds our everyday lives as well. In fact, throughout biblical history, not just the Christmas story, but throughout biblical history as well as today, evidence of the darkness is all around us. We can read the paper. We can look at the news. We can catch up on our phones or our devices. The stories of heartache and sorrow, pain and devastation, uncertainty and despair are all there. I get it that today people are more anxious than ever before. A lot of people have anxiety about life today, about life in the future. And yet, at the heart of the Christmas story is the story of light shining in the darkness. God understands the darkness. God inspired biblical writers to give us some explanation of the origin of evil, the forces of darkness, and their various expressions through the years. God understands about darkness. He understands about it. But he also knows the power of light. In fact, the Apostle John, in the beginning of his gospel, wrote these amazing words. Every time I hear them, they just are amazing. John 1, beginning in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people." And then he wrote in verse 5, let's read it together. "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Wow! The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Those are some amazing words about the story of who God is and who his son Jesus is in our lives. Wherever there is darkness and hopelessness, Jesus Christ is the light who shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Amen? Amen? Amen. That is an amazing message. And get this, our world needs more awareness of its truth than ever before. There is a light that shines in the darkness. The darkness doesn't overcome it. That's what this series is all about. We're going to look at various passages surrounding the Christmas story with fresh eyes to see this light that shines in the darkness. So we'll begin long ago with the prophet Isaiah. Long ago, the prophet Isaiah spoke of one who was to come. Advent, the word Advent means to come. And so we're celebrating, we're getting ready for his coming. Isaiah spoke of one who was to come, an anointed one, a special one, who would come and bring light and peace to a world of darkness and turmoil. A child who would change everything, a son who would give all people cause for hope. So every year this time, I wonder, how relevant is this message for today? Is there still a need for Isaiah's message of hope? Is there still a need for Isaiah's message of light in the darkness, of peace in the place of turmoil, of hope in the midst of circumstances that are surrounding our present world? Is there a need for this message of hope? When you think about it, I mean, the tremendous progress that humankind has made over the last 5,000 years of civilization, in so many ways, you know, the world is a better place than it's ever been. Think of all the advances in technology, in medical science alone. And yet, there is still injustice. There is still unrighteousness. There is still corrupt character. There is still immoral practice in places high and low in our world. For all of our advances, we still seem to battle some of the same age-old problems. Is there hope for the people who call this planet home? Well, the scripture lesson from today, from Isaiah, was written during a dark and dangerous time. During the period of 150 years, both the northern and the southern kingdoms of Israel were threatened by their enemies. Eventually, both of the kingdoms fell. They both fell. And all the people of Israel suffered the worst kind of defeat and agony. The city of Jerusalem was overrun, and the walls were destroyed, were torn down. The temple was torn down, and the people were carried into exile. And life as they had known it would never quite be the same. Have you ever had that feeling after a great loss in your own life, that things, that life will never quite be the same? It can be a dark time, a time of discouragement, anxiety, despair. Yet in the midst of those years of darkness, God's people heard a message of hope. A preacher, a prophet, offered them words of hope. He said to them in Isaiah 9:2, "The people walking in darkness have seen a what? A great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." It was a message of light in the darkness, a message of hope in the midst of their despair. There was darkness in their world, and there is darkness in our world as well. War, corruption, hunger, poverty, disease are spread all across our world. And here in Tulsa, the darkness exists as well. It comes in the form of things like murder or addiction, abuse, broken families, strife, homelessness, injustice. The people who heard those words from God, from that preacher, they needed to hear them in their day because they were surrounded by darkness. We need to hear them as well, because for all of our advances and for all of our human insights, we are still surrounded by signs of darkness every day as well. And many people feel helpless. Many people experience despair in the midst of their darkness. So I was talking with a church friend recently. He spoke of a friend of his who at one point seemed to have lost the will to live. He said she was battling with her health, and she wasn't happy with her circumstances. And I watched as she began to lose hope. And my efforts of encouragement, they just seemed to land on deaf ears. And I was worried. I didn't know what to do. But he said, I kept praying. And I kept calling and going by and trying to be an encouragement. And then he said, at what seemed to be her lowest low point, she had to get there. But when she did, he said, she realized She wanted to live more than she wanted to die. And so she began to look up, and she began to reach out, and she began to see if there weren't signs of hope that she could hold on to. And he was there to say, there is hope, and Christ can provide hope, and God provides hope. And he said, over time, she began to take the steps that she needed to be strengthened in her health. And he said, she is today in a much better place. Well, discouragement and despair can be a common experience, even in this season of the year. But the message of Advent is a message of hope. It's time to remember the promises and the stories of long ago and prepare our hearts again for the coming of Jesus. There is a light that shines in the darkness, and it's a light that God wants to shine bright in your heart and mine to give us hope. So as we consider Isaiah's, the prophet's words, I want to lift up three truths this morning in the time we have left. First of all, from the words of Isaiah long ago, I want to say this: the light of hope still shines on you. The light of hope still shines on you. The light of hope, get this, shines brightest in times of despair. When all seems to be lost is when God's light shines so bright. Listen again to what Isaiah wrote in chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a what? A great light. This was the people of Israel's hope for the present and for the future. In spite of their darkness, in spite of their present circumstances, they could have hope for the future. It really doesn't take much light to shine in the darkness. A little light can go a long way. So when I was a kid, one time we went on a Boy Scout camp out, and we went on a night hike. We went on a night hike, and so we were climbing up this hill area, and we had our flashlights, and we were being careful, and we were hearing all these things. But we got up to the top of the hill, and we're all up there, and man, it is darkness out across this this sky. There's the stars are there, but we look down into the valley below, and man, where our tents and everywhere we've come from, and it is dark down there. And then somebody lights a torch way, way down in that camping area where we've been, and that light of that one torch, we're looking, it's just one torch, but it is amazing how we can see that light way down in that valley all the way up that hill. A little light goes a long way. There is a light that still shines upon us. It's the light of hope. Do you know what that light of hope is? Isaiah called it a great light, but it was not that very great in the beginning. In fact, very few people even noticed it at first. Isaiah tells us what it is in chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read together. He says, "For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. The light that would shine in the darkness was the face of a child." That is the witness of both the Old Testament, the New Testament. The light that God would use to shine in the darkness would be the face of a child. That's what makes the Christmas story so remarkable and yet so believable. A child's birth is the light that shines in the darkness. He is the light of hope, the source of hope, the reason for hope. But sometimes we can miss it. We have developed so much tradition and cultural materialism surrounding this child's birth that we can overlook the truth that it represents. So I don't know about you, but I missed Black Friday this year. I just missed it, you know? I mean, we had a bunch of people in the house, and it was just as well, because I didn't want to get out there. But I do know this. There was a year, a few years back when I was out there 4 a.m. in the morning standing outside a department store in a line that was 100 yards long, ready to run in there and get some luggage that we just had to have. And man, I mean, you know, I still have sisters who are very serious about it. They get up and it's a big deal. We can, and I've been there, get more caught up in buying the gifts than in receiving the real gift of this season. The real light of hope is such a small thing, we can miss it. A baby, a child's birth is the beginning of God's light shining in the darkness. So a man took his granddaughter to see the live nativity scene at their church, and she stood there looking at everything, the manger, the holy family, the wise men, the shepherds. Then she pointed to the star, and he asked her if she thought the light shone in the stable. And she said, of course it does. That's why it's so bright inside the stable. But granddaddy, you can't see how the light shines in unless you get down and look up. You can't see how it shines in unless you get down and look up. Sometimes we can't see the light of Advent shining until we get down and look up. If we're not careful, we can miss it. So I want to encourage us to put ourselves in a place where we can see the real light of hope. Maybe you need to refocus your priorities. Maybe you need to stop doing one thing so that you can begin doing a new thing. And what would that be for you? God wants the light of hope to shine on you. He wants you to experience the hope that's represented in Christ's birth. He doesn't want you or me to miss it. The light of hope still shines on you. Secondly, I think as we think about these words from Isaiah, remember this: the light of hope will enable you to find your way. To find your way. Again, in Isaiah 9:2, Isaiah wrote, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has what? Dawned." Not only had they seen a great light, the light had shone on them. Though death and destruction had been so common among them, a new light had dawned. The prophet spoke of a new day. And so for us, because of the light of hope that is shone on us, we also can hope for a new day. We also can hope to be finding our way. So there was a little boy whose name was Leslie Hope. At school, the teacher called the roll, remember, with the last name first, so it always came out Hope Leslie. Hope Leslie. And the other children began to call him Hope Less. Hope Less. And he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. He says, I'm not hopeless. In fact, I'm a happy person. And so later, he changed his name from Leslie Hope to Bob Hope. Maybe you've heard of him, a great entertainer of times past. Whatever you're facing, whatever struggle surrounds you, whatever your darkness, God's light will shine the way. There is a light that shines in the darkness, and that light of Christ shines on you. So here's a question: what is the source of your darkness today? Is it pressure? Or stress, financial turmoil, loss of a job, uncertainty, fear, relationship trouble, health issues, loss of a loved one? We all have times, you know, when darkness threatens to overcome us, to overwhelm us. But in those moments, remember the message of Advent. There is a light that has come that shines in the darkness. That light shines on you, and that light will enable you to find your way. So back in the days before electricity, a tight-fisted old farmer was taking his hired hand to task for carrying a lighted lantern when he went to call on his best girl. Why, he exclaimed, when I went a-courting, I never carried one of them things. I just always went in the dark. And yes, the hired man said dryly, and look what you got. Yeah. Yeah. There is a light that shines in the darkness. And it's a light that shines on you, and it will enable you to find your way. One more thing from this passage. The light of hope can be shared by you. Not only can God's light help you find your way, but you can share this light so that others can find their way. In the midst of their present difficulties, Isaiah spoke of how the joy of Israel had increased, how the people rejoiced, how the yoke of their burden was broken because of this child. And so he wrote in Isaiah 9:6, we read, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wow. Can you imagine those words being used to describe a person like you and me? Those words don't fit a normal human being's MO, but they fit this child's. And that's why he's so special. Wonderful Counselor, Wonderful Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is the light of hope, and you can share that hope. You can increase other people's joy. You can help break yokes of despair. By how? By pointing people to Jesus. You can point people to Jesus, and you can too bring the light and share it. You can be a witness of this light by living the meaning of it, by being a person of hope. You can be a witness by reflecting the light of Christ to others, by sharing the warmth of Christ in your own daily life with other people, and then by helping them learn of the light and the warmth of Christ that they can know. In this light, they will find hope. So centuries ago, a nobleman in Europe built a church for his people. And it was a place of beauty. It was marvelous. He thought of everything. But when it opened and the great crowd of people came, some of them noticed there were no lamps. And that was odd, and they were thinking, this has been a terrible mistake. But then the nobleman pointed to lamp holders all down both sides. And then he gave each family a lamp, and he said to them, each time you are here, the place where you sit will be lighted. It was up to them to bring the light. Remember this. You too can bring the light and share it. A little light goes a long way. Now, I appreciate all the gifts, great and small, that make our ministry of light here at Christ Church possible. Thank you for your generosity. And I also appreciate the wonderful expressions of light that bring hope to people right here in our community. Things like our own Restore Hope Ministries, the Redemption Church Outreach, our Family Promise Ministry, the Metro-wide Celebrate Recovery Ministries. As members of the body of Christ, we are connected to the witness of hope that these and many other ministries provide. So I wonder, in this Advent season, if you will let the light of hope shine on you. Whatever your darkness, Christ is the light of hope who shines on you. And I wonder, this Advent, will you be a person who is willing to share the light, who shares the light of Christ with others? And you know what? We don't have to have all the answers. In fact, we can usually just start with the simple story of, hey, here's how the light has impacted me. Here is how Christ has made a difference in my life. How has his light helped you overcome your darkness? I know that there are people that God has placed in all of our lives who are interested to hear a story like that. How God how his light has shined in our darkness. I hope that you'll be looking for people whom are willing to hear that story. Remember this, in times of darkness, Jesus Christ is the light of hope. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray about that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, gracious Master, Holy Lord, we are grateful that you know all about the darkness. You know about the darkness, Lord, and yes, you want to see us overcome it. We know what it is to walk in darkness, for we've experienced it. We've experienced it ourselves. And you know all about our own darkness. That's one of the reasons why you sent your Son, the great light, into the world. That light came to us in the form of a baby, a child, a son named Jesus. Lord, help us to recognize that his light of hope still shines on each of us. In spite of our sins and shortcomings, his light shines on us and helps us to find our way. Lord, Lord Jesus, enable us to trust you today. We thank you for all that you have done so that we can be free of the darkness. Your life, your death, your resurrection has changed everything and is the source of our light. And Lord, we ask you to give us courage and faith to share our experience of your light with others. There are still many people walking in the darkness. So help us to share this great hope that we have in you with them. It's in Jesus' name we've prayed. And everyone said, Amen.